Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I've been sitting here trying to figure out technology.
Oh, there's still problems?
No, I'm trying to switch over so that there won't be problems anymore. It turned out like my iPad, my ancient antique iPad with the big fat thing was the root of many of my problems.
No.
And I know, so I've switched over and now I'm trying to log in. Does anyone know my Zoom password? Do you guys know?
No.
I got to figure this crap out. Luckily, it still lets me into the meeting, but I can't change my, so I'm going to be my husband's name from now on. That's just how it's going to be.
There's not a forgot password link there?
Yeah, I'm sure. I got to figure it out. Anywho, it doesn't matter because it's Friday and all the good things happen on Friday. It's like all the fun, all the happiness. And listen, here's a little reminder. It's going to be hot this weekend. Mm-hmm. This trash is brought to you by water. Even though fall is in fact officially here, there is a heat wave coming this weekend. As if it hasn't been hot enough, it's going to get even hotter. Put down the pumpkin spice latte, people. It's not cold enough for that yet. Stay hydrated by drinking a lot of water. Your body will thank you. It's true. All right, this weekend, here's what we're watching. Well, I don't know if we're watching. I'm probably not watching any of these, but I looked through the crap that's coming this weekend, and I thought, well, I'm sure people will be interested. Somebody will. Friday on Amazon. That's tonight, in case you didn't know it was Friday today. There's a show called Utopia. It's a series premiere. And it's a conspiracy thriller about a group of comic book nerds who realize that the comics' plot to destroy humanity with man-made viruses is real. John Cusack and Rainn Wilson are in it, but I don't believe that they're the main stars. So if you're looking for conspiracy theories and, man, who doesn't love viruses these days? And comic book nerds, this thing has it all, Vinny! Oh, your hand is up because you don't love... You don't love viruses, or you?
Yeah,
are totally
I'm not into it.
This,
I don't. No, thanks.
Yeah. Well, Amazon Utopia, that debuts tonight on Netflix. There's a premiere of a show called Country-ish. It's a reality show starring black country singer Coffee Anderson and his blonde hip hop dancer wife. So it's not because there's Black-ish, and there's another ish. What's the other ish?
There's a couple spinoffs. They've done very well with that, so right. Good for them.
Mixed-ish and Grown-ish.
Grown-ish. Okay, so those are all scripted shows, though, correct?
Yeah.
All right. This is taking country-ish, but it's some kind of reality show. So it sounds like it's not as scripted. Although reality shows are also scripted. I mean, please. Like the Kardashians were ad-libbing. Come on. This is the 14th time I've had to try to cut this. Here we go. Take 14. I'm kind of excited about this. One of my favorite people on the Seth Meyers show, Late Night, Seth Meyers, whatever the name of that is.
You watch that?
I do. I usually watch like his monologue and I'll watch like the first couple clips. The interviews these days are really hard to watch because I can't stand watching Zoom. I've watched Zoom all day. All morning long, I'm watching Zoom with you guys and I can't watch anybody else do it. It's like, God, kill me.
It's really a bummer to have that be the standard for quality right now. But it is, it goes back to, though, I've said this about, and I even said, I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back because we're trying to just do our job too. But I do give credit to anyone who's at least trying. It's not easy. And I've seen plenty of, I like my little sports talk TV shows, and they're on Zoom, and you just go, oh my God. This is television. The audio and video is awful. You can actually see, like, you know, trails or blurs. You just go, man, all right. Well, I'd rather them do that than nothing.
Right. At least there's a show, mm-hmm. sort of.
So anyway, I get you, though. I do understand that part.
On Peacock tonight, which is the NBC streaming service that nobody has. I mean, I don't know if anybody has this. Like, I've signed up. I feel like I've signed up for enough things that I don't have this. So right. One of the people who I just, maybe I do. Maybe I signed up for it and I don't even realize it. One of the chicks who was on Seth Meyers' show, her name is Amber Ruffin. And she's absolutely hilarious. Like, she's been doing this thing where all the, you know, I'm not even going to go into it. It's all about Trump, you know, it's freaking hysterical. She's so great. She's getting her own show on Peacock. I don't know if it's a half hour or not. I don't know anything about it. All I know is it premieres tonight. And I wish that I could stomach adding another service, but I don't think that I can. So, oh no. Am I out of sync again?
No, you're perfect. I'm keeping my mouth shut because I'm about to shoot my hand up in the air and ask you a question.
Do it. Go ahead. Shoot it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Does anybody know that Drew Barrymore has a daily television show where they're also Zooming regularly?
Yeah, that's a good luck tour. Everybody wants a talk show right up until they've had it for about a month.
But she does this thing where she, her production team, like, I don't know how to describe it, but they her guest she has on a green screen, so it looks like they're sitting on the same stage, but they're not.
Oh.
Like, if you watch, she did an interview with Paris Hilton and then Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu, and the three of them are all on a stage. Well, Cameron
Diaz. She reunited all the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, and it looks like they're all on the stage together, but they're not. They're all in remote locations.
That's hilarious.
So that's the only cool thing, because I watched her show, but then I just
do you
out.
Like it?
I don't think she really needs one, but whatever.
But do you like it?
No.
Okay.
It's just another show, so.
Yeah.
I honestly felt like it was more of a bit than a show. Like, she's...
Oh, you watched it.
It was on whatever channel she's on. It was on in the morning when I walked out to do something, and I went, oh my God, Drew Barrymore. And now, whatever channel it is, I have to say, it must be on Fox, because I think the missus watches the morning news on that channel, on Channel 2 or whatever it is.
Fox 2.
What's the local morning news on?
Yeah, Fox KTVU? 2, right?
Yeah, KTVU. Watches KTVU. The KTVU news in the morning, and then whatever's on later is where the TV's at. Anyway, I just thought it's like a Valley Girl hosting a show. She really, it says like a million thousand times per sentence, and there's no effort by her to rein that in at all.
It's like amazing. Oh my God, yeah. It does look like they're on the same.
Is that really a green screen? They look like they're in the same room.
That is incredible.
Pull up the Paris Hilton one, because then you can see like that.
Yeah, I think
CGI.
They're really there.
No, yeah, those people like are really there.
No, they're not. Like,
those people are. Why would they be sitting so far apart if they weren't really there?
Yeah, I mean, why not put them right next to each other?
If you pull up the Paris Hilton one, you'll see, because her legs, the shadow of her legs are completely off. But yeah.
All right. Let's have a look at this. So, I don't know about this. Those people look like they were really there. If that's the tech mode that they've got going on there,
I just
want
to know
winning.
How she got this technology.
Well, so, you know, she probably knows people. So I'm sure
Silicon
Valley was like...
That looks legit.
She's not, no, look at the shadow. Like, the shadow on her chair and her legs are completely off.
The shadow on the
chair
and
her legs. It's hard to tell.
Leg.
I'm not seeing that, Nicole.
I don't understand.
We have old people eyes. Come on.
That's amazing, though, if they really are somehow making that look that good.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video about it.
Oh.
Let's post that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, shall we?
Oh, look at Paris looks great.
Paris does look great. She's maturing and getting little bits of work done as she goes along. Yeah, she actually looks gorgeous. Anyway, how did we get here? Oh, the premiere of the
Drew
Amber
Barrymore
Ruffin.
Show's
if you
terrible,
two are also
an
Amber Ruffin fan, she's got a show debuting on Peacock tonight. This is for your kids, Vin. It sounds like this sounds awesome. I might have to watch this. So Josh Gad, he's the snowman, right?
I believe he's Olaf.
Tonight on Disney Plus.
And he's also the muskrat in the Lion King Live. I think he's also the friend of the pig or the
isn't that a meerkat?
Meerkat. Yes, I think he's the meerkat on The Lion King live
and
action.
And isn't the pig or the boar, whatever the hell that thing is?
Seth Rogen.
It's Seth Rogen, mm-hmm. right. So this is another thing he's doing for Disney. This is for All Disney right. Plus. It is The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the animal theme park in Disney World. So if you aren't going to be traveling anytime soon, and for most of us, you know, a trip to Disney World isn't happening, you can watch this. It's a behind-the-scenes thing. Plus, it's his voice, so the kids will... It's like, oh, Olaf is doing this.
Oh, that's amazing.
Also,
that guy's really good, by the way. Him and Seth Rogen make the whole movie for The Lion King, in my opinion. They're so good, so funny. They're really excellent, in my opinion.
Pumbaa and Timon?
Hmm?
Is it Pumbaa and Timon?
What is it? Timon?
Timon. Yeah, Timon. I don't know. I don't remember, but they're great.
I don't either. They had funky names like that, though. I totally believe you. Also on Disney Plus tonight for, it sounds like slightly older kids, The Secret Society of Secondborn Royals. It's a fantasy movie. Group of boarding school kids who are all of royal descent discover that they have superpowers and they need to use them to protect their kingdoms. So it's like on another planet, I guess. And then a few things on Fox. The 32nd season premiere of The Simpsons is on Sunday.
Holy moly.
The 19th season premiere of Family Guy is on Sunday on Fox. And on FX, if you like Fargo, that show, the TV version, which has nothing to do with the movie, and the fourth season is premiering Sunday at 9 on FX. America's Got Talent just wrapped up for the summer. It's a spoiler alert, in case you don't want to know who won. The winner of season 15 is a guy by the name of Brandon Leak.
How's he doing?
So I thought, oh, what is he, a singer, a violin player? Like, what does this guy do? Do you want to just roll it?
Sure.
Here's who won America's Got Talent.
The second half of his performance here. He's talking about his daughter.
Okay.
I promise to give you a childhood of splendid recollections and daddy's best protection, a prayer. Dear God, I know that you cared for my daughter before she was ever in her mother's womb, and I just pray that your largest of blessings wait in her storehouse of destiny. Because I know ain't none of us perfect, but my daughter, she's worth it. Amen.
So, this
guy... So he's a spoken word guy.
He's a spoken word guy. Like, I actually find it astounding that... I mean, what a day for spoken word people.
Well, Vaughn.
Like, no kidding. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, when is the last time, other than like, I mean, I guess on our show is the only time I ever hear any spoken word because Vaughn will actually do it, would back when he worked for us.
Right.
I'm like, of all the things that America's Got Talent, like, I almost feel like I want to go back and watch this season to see this guy's, like, he must have blown people's minds. Mm-hmm. Because how could this guy win? It's amazing.
Well, I bet you it speaks to the times to some extent. There's no question that we all want to feel good. Like, we've got enough creamed crap in our lives on a daily basis that something that makes you feel good, sure. Like, that was pretty, you know, powerful. I wouldn't have voted for that. I love Vaughn's writing and reading, but to win, you know, all the money?
America's Got Talent has a $1 million prize. Asterisk.
What now?
Asterisk. Next to the $1 million. You win $1 million. See note below.
Oh, like
read,
what?
Read the fine print.
After taxes are paid, it's actually half that amount.
It's worse than that. If you win America's Got Talent, and they, I'm sure, disclose that because they make, you know, they win $1 million. There is no presentation of a giant check. You get that money in yearly installments over 40 years.
Oh, crunch.
Which comes out to about $25,000 a year before taxes. Before taxes. Or you can take the lump sum, which is about 300 grand, before taxes.
Wait. So there is no million. So they're lying.
You tell me. I felt like that was a bit of a deception.
That's a, there's a lawsuit right there. So is this guy suing them?
It is in their contract that they signed to be on the show. It's been disclosed to them. It just hasn't been disclosed to us. We all think that person just won $1 million. And it may be that through their fame and fortune of being the winner of this show, they wind up with many millions in their bank account. But you know where they ain't getting $1 million from? That show. 40 years from now, you telling me whatever agency is paying your yearly check is still going to be around with 40 winners? Yeah, it just seems like, okay.
That's so frustrating. You know the problem? Well, look, I know that people want to make it. I've struggled with this because we've had all kinds of conversations about the crap that goes down in Hollywood for people who want to make it. You know, what could happen going to this crazy dude's hotel room in the middle of the night to try out for a role?
What could go wrong?
Right. You know, I mean, it's that stuff. But here's an example of just blatantly using people's talent to get ratings and make bank on their show and then not even getting close to fulfilling their end of the deal. That sucks.
It does suck. I know. Well, look, I mean, some of them I'm sure will make far more than $1 million. But for many of them, and who knows what a spoken word guy is going to be able to pull. Like where maybe he'll be able to play stadiums and people will come to hear his word. You know, it sounds like he's, you know, sounds like a really great preacher, actually. So who knows? Maybe he'll make it work. But anyway, a little bit of a letdown finding out that $1 million is not happening. Like in Survivor, they hand you the check. Here's your $1 million.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're making a ton of money. I mean, they're.
It's a huge summer
show. There's no reason that they need to do it that way. But I guess, again, someone, you sign that deal because you have no money to begin with. And you are only hoping you make it and it's the launch of something huge. So you say yes.
Right.
But I'm sure after the fact, he's like, you know what I'd really like? That money.
Yeah, I'll take the money. Thank you. Hey, I want to leave you with this.
Hey.
I just don't want it to start playing on my computer. Because that wouldn't sound too good. There's a guy. He's a professional prop maker. Now, you and I one time got into a Foley studio to do a voiceover for a movie called Flight, starring Denzel Washington. You might have heard of it. That's right. We were in that movie. I'm pretty sure it won some Oscars. I don't know. Anyway,
I still get paid on that motion picture we were in as well.
Nice.
Yeah, we get our quarterly $13 check. You better believe it. And that's after taxes, man. Suck it.
It's actually worse than I almost. Well, no, I'm glad we did it. It was so fun, and
it was fun.
It's a neat to joke about, but frankly, it screws up my taxes. For $13, I got to have another thing and another. I'm just
like,
oh,
fill out the form easy.
It's not even worth it. Just next time, I'm just going to do it for the fun of it. What a waste.
So we got to be, and they had all these different surfaces and all these sort of like things you could bang together to make to put the sound in for a mini door
that shuts.
Yep.
It was a door, but it was just, you know, half the size, a quarter of the size.
It was just so fun. Like we actually hung. They were like, "You guys, please stop playing with the things." So they put these sounds into movies, but there's someone who has to do the props that the actors are actually using, and those have to be quiet because what they want is a clean take on the actors' voices, and then a Foley guy comes in and puts in the sound. So this guy, Scott Reeder, I think it's his TikTok is Scott Drop and Roll. And it's, if you want to get sucked down a rabbit hole, this is your guy. He's a professional prop maker. He's done movies and TV shows, Friday Night Lights, The Leftovers, Walker, Texas Ranger, Machete, Friday the 13th. So he puts these props into people's hands and he shows some of the tricks on how they silence them, like how to make a silent grocery bag, how to make silent pool table balls so that when someone's shooting pool, you're not, you know, they put the sound in later and it doesn't, you know, overmodulate the microphones. And there's so many cool ones. So if you wanted it, Scott Drop and Roll. And Bryn, maybe we could put one of those up or link it to the Facebook page or something.
Do you remember this happened when we were working on Patch Adams with another total name dropping moment? But when we were
Been in many movies, Vinny, many
in
movies.
Patch Adams, the scene that I was in, I'm walking behind Robin Williams and Philip Seymour Hoffman, and they go, cut! And I'm like, all right, well, they really screwed up. And the director goes, you, those shoes, you're too loud. Walk lightly. And I'm like standing there now as Robin Williams and Philip Seymour Hoffman are ruined their take. and they do one more, and I'm trying my hardest, but how can you walk silently in shoes that click?
And look normal, like you're just supposed to be an extra walking by in the background. Like, and there's a guy doing the sneaky sneak, you know, in the back. Like, what the
so
hell?
So they go, cut a second time. They rip my shoes off. They run away for, I want to say it was under 2 minutes. And they have now padded the bottom of my shoes.
Like,
so
put a
I couldn't
sticky
make
felt on there.
Yeah, it's like a felt thing. They pad the shoes so I couldn't make noise. And then the take goes and the actors finish. And I'm the guy that screwed up, you know, 10 minutes of their day.
It is
a thing, it's a trip.
Yep, they need
to
be silent.
To your point, it's a right, exactly.
But anyway,
right.
So
it's
I started
trip.
Watching this guy's. It's Scott Drop and Roll. He's a professional prop maker, just mind blowing movie making tricks and secrets. It's really interesting. If you have a couple minutes today, drop down that rabbit hole. All right, Vinny, we're really late. What's coming up?
Well, as you requested, I held over the threesome story for
right,
the 7
I really
o'clock hour.
Up.
So I'll get to that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.